It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
The Douglas County Global Warming Coalition, an upcoming forum on climate change adaptation and resiliency with an emphasis on wildfires. It is happening tomorrow night. And from the organization, Stuart Leibowitz back on with us. We've talked to Stuart many times over the years. Stuart, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Really appreciate it.
So tell us more about this meeting tomorrow night in the Ford Room at the library.
Okay. Yeah, it will take place at the library beginning at 6:30. And the name of the forum is Meeting Today's Climate Challenges, Community Resilience, and Sustainability. And in that regard, we have three really professional experts that will talk about that. And clearly, one of the major challenges that Douglas County faces is wildfires. And one of our guest speakers is Dr. Chris Adlam, the Southwest Oregon OSU Extension Fire Specialist. Now, Dr. Adlam offers educational programming on understanding fire ecology, the use of prescribed burning on private lands, and community-based planning for living in fire country, and certainly that qualifies Douglas County. He's very passionate about land stewardship and connecting people to the natural role of fire in local landscapes, and he researches collective action to promote adaptation to living with fire and work across the region to empower local partners with tools to shape their relationship to fire. And just to put that into a context, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners are aware of just what we have experienced in Douglas County, I'd like to quote Erica Fleischman, the director of the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute and professor in the College of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Sciences at OSU. And she says, as the climate changes, the frequency and scale of wildfires will increase correspondingly. And then she concludes that as a result, we are likely to have longer wildfire seasons, more frequent wildfires, and larger wildfires. So it becomes imperative to understand how we live with this and how we make our community resilient in the face of these wildfire disasters. And just to put a broader context on this, nationwide during the first 6 months, we've experienced more than $100 billion in disaster damages, and half of those are wildfires. And we've seen these types of disasters increase from 3 per year 40 years ago to 19 per year today. So basically, it is imperative that we develop a strategy to adapt to and also become resilient and sustainable when it comes to wildfires.
Now, along with Dr. Adam, you've got a couple other folks speaking as well. Tell us about them.
Yes, we're pleased to have Emily Ring, the Douglas County Emergency Manager. And Ms. Ring has been named the Emergency Manager of the Year, and she will speak on plans for training, coordinating, educating, and supporting a wide range of activities to help our partners and communities and how we respond to recover from these disaster impacts. And with that in mind, they have established resiliency hubs. And these are located in communities that are part of the community's daily life, serving community members each day, as well as during emergency response and recovery efforts. In addition, they establish resilience networks. And these are groups of people, facilities, organizations, resource providers, or service providers who support the purposes of a resilience hub location. And that ties in very well with the idea of how we adapt and work with the disasters that naturally occur from wildfires.
And you've got one more speaker as well.
We absolutely do. We have Tara Ralph, Social Services Emergency Liaison with the Oregon Department of Human Services. And she and Emily Ring will share their ideas together on the establishment of these hubs and ways in which people in our community can shape a more resilient community in the face of numerous disasters. And as the climate worsens, we can anticipate the need growing for this type of effort.
Now, you have got the three presenters. Are they going to kind of do their presentations? Or are you also going to be taking questions? Are they be taking questions from the audience?
We will absolutely take questions from the audience. What we promote is an interactive way of conducting our forums. Each presenter will forward their expertise and their knowledge, and then we encourage those who attend to ask questions and to delineate ways in which they can be part of this very important effort.
All right. So, again, that is tomorrow night, 6:30 in the Ford Room of the Library. How long do you anticipate that the evening will be?
We usually go 90 minutes, perhaps a little longer.
All right. And if people want to find out more about that and about your organization, about the Douglas County Global Warming Coalition, if they got questions, where do they go to check that out?
Well, I can give you my phone number because I think that's the best way, because I'm always happy to talk to people in regards to the to what we do. And my number is 541-672-9819, and we also have a website as well.
All right. Stuart Leibowitz from the Global Warming Coalition, anything else you want to let people know about tomorrow night?
No, only that it is really important that we look now at the way we face these oncoming wildfires and build a community resilience and work together in this effort.
All right, Stuart Leibowitz, Douglas County Global Warming Coalition. Stuart, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.